This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. Relationships with your parents can get complicated. Maybe they always get complicated, but especially if they were raised in one country and then you grew up in another. Laura Lee Rodriguez is an electronica musician who is getting a lot of buzz now, but her mother had a very different idea of how her daughter's career would unfold.
Buenos días, mi muchachita. ¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo amaneció? Mándeme el número de la cuenta para ir a hacer el depósito.
Oh, she wants to give me some money. She's so cute. Mándeme el número de la cuenta. She's like, so, I can't.
La, 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 la.
Hi, I'm Laura Lee Rodriguez, and I go by Empress of. I make music.
Can I make it clear? You are everything, everything is you.
I'm from Los Angeles, and I'm a first generation American. Both of my parents are from Honduras. My parents came to the U.S. about 30 years ago. They just, like, wanted to have, like, a stable job and to, like, support their family. And my mom has been a nanny my whole life. And she's the hardest working woman, like, ever. I don't know. And she just had all these, like, aspirations for me. So she, like, learned English by, like, watching TV and the news and stuff. And so she wanted me to be a news anchor and have a bob haircut and wear a suit. That's like, to my mom, that was the highest thing that you could do. And I was like, yeah, that sounds sick. I get to be on TV all day talking about stuff to people. We got a computer in our house, and I just started downloading a bunch of music. And I saw something on TV about Bjork, like, wearing a swan dress. And I looked up her catalog, and I was like, holy this is so weird. I don't know. And so different from, like, listening to salsa or reggaeton in the house, you know? When I found Bjork, I was just like, this is very, I don't know, it's like so unique and so herself. And like, I look at Bjork and I'm like, she is herself. In my head, I was like, I'm gonna be a rock star. I'm gonna be like the weirdest person I can possibly be. And then I like convinced my mom to let me go to an arts high school. Because I was like, Mom, if you don't let me go to this arts high school, I'm going to go to this really ghetto public school and probably get pregnant when I'm like 15, like all the other girls in my town. And then she was like, okay, go. My mom was like really hoping that it was a hobby. When I was 17 and I told her that I was going to do music as a career, she cried. I didn't even tell her about Empress Of until like after I put out my first EP. I was scared to tell her. I, like, talked to my manager, and I was like, I gotta tell my mom about this because I'm going on tour for, like, 2 months. I was like, Mom, I'm a producer, and I make, you know, electronic music, and I sing. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, I'm, like, make songs, and I put them out on the internet, and people like them. I don't know. It was hard. It was, like, really, really hard for her because she knew, like, how difficult my life was going to be. You gotta be crazy to want to be an artist because it's impossible. And, like, I'm not, like, some privileged person who, like, grew up with a bunch of money. So to be a musician and live in New York, it's like, I'm crazy. I am crazy. Now she's, like, 100% behind it. She hasn't had, like, a lot of room in her life to be creative, you know? So she, like, does it through me. To have those conversations with her now is like really special, you know? Even like the criticism, when she criticizes my music, it's really funny. She's like, Lorelei, what are you talking about in these songs? Like, they make no sense. She's like, Lorelei, you need fancy dresses. She wants me to look like Shakira on stage.
You can, you know, wear something different and something nicer. Okay, please call me back. You're impossible right now.
She wants to go to everything that I do. I came to LA to play like this show with Jamie XX and John Hopkins. And she's like, cool, put me on the list for tonight. First of all, her saying that is like ridiculous. Secondly, I was like, absolutely not. You can't come. It's a rave. And she was like, no, I'm going to come. I was like, first of all, you're like 60 and like you know, people are going to be doing drugs and stuff. And, like, there's, it's going to be loud. And it's going to be in the desert. Okay, this is the day. This is the day when I told my mom she could not come to the Jamie XX rave.
Lorelie, how you doing? This is Mom. I wanted to confirm you that, yes, I'm coming to the, tonight. I will be there, my dear, okay? Thank you. I just wanted to confirm you.
I was sound checking, and she comes to the gate, and I didn't put her on the list. And the security comes up to me and is like, your mom's outside. And I'm like, oh, God. But it ended up being, like, really great. We got to hang out, and she got to experience something she's never experienced before. I mean, she didn't really like the music, to be honest. But she was, like, getting into it. I still get the same inspiration that I get when I hear Bjork now. I mean, since I was 13, I wasn't afraid to be my own person because of discovering artists like that. And I think art has a great deal to do with being yourself. You know, people from Honduras don't have that in their life. I mean, at least where my family is from, a lot of people don't have the privilege of having art. They don't have that freedom to just be like, I'm going to be myself, you know? I can't imagine what it's like for my mom when she sees me performing. I think she sees herself a lot. I don't know. That's what I hope. Maybe she sees, like, the opportunity that she's given me, you know?
That's Lorelie Rodriguez, who performs as Empress Of, and her mother, Reina. Thanks to Marlon Bishop and the public radio show Latino USA for that story. Maybe there's some piece of music or theater or cinema or a swan dress that made you rethink your career goals. If so, let us know at studio360.org and we might give you a call.